Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
At the friendly neighborhood market where we buy our groceries, a sign by the door reminds us of a firm policy at the place: no tipping. The message it conveys seems somehow counterintuitive. If ever there were folks who earned a tip, it's the young people who help customers get their cart of groceries out to the parking lot and loaded into their cars. Since many, if not most, of the store's customers are older and need the help, these kids could probably use more than a sincere thank you. Even so, the sign is appreciated because it eliminates the awkward confusion that so often occurs when it's time to pay for services rendered. One hopes that the young man or woman pushing my honey-baked ham across the parking lot is already adequately compensated for working up a sweat. The grocery store's policy reminds me how much the whole practice of tipping has changed over the years. Nobody has ever had to nudge me to tip. If a restaurant server did a good job, I never hesitated to tack on an additional 20% or so. If the service left something to be desired, I might be tempted to leave less. But what if the unfortunate experience was the kitchen's fault and not the server's? However, like a lot of people, I have come to resent the aggressive attitude of some businesses, restaurants especially, that are determined to force the issue. The server arrives with a bill, and printed at the bottom are several suggested tip amounts. The lowest might be 15%. Then there's 18%, 20%, even 25%. And for the truly generous patron, the rather open-ended other option. How helpful. Even more intimidating is the arrival at meal's end of a handheld device that invites me to choose from a similar list of tip options, often while the server is standing right there to see which one I tap. I understand, up to a point, why merchants would force their customers' hand. Some people do not believe in tipping at all. So if you're going to be a Scrooge about it, they want the person you are stiffing to witness your uncharitable nature right there at tableside. An aunt and uncle of mine once ran a mom-and-pop diner back in the days of predominantly cash transactions. They told the story of the time a customer paid his $22 check after leaving just two quarters by his plate. The waitress saw the coins and ran after the fellow out to his car. "Sir, you forgot your change," she said. I hope he was as embarrassed as he deserved to be. Contrast that with the establishment that automatically puts a tip on your bill for you, just for your convenience. You can lower it if you wish, but that can be awkward too. So I understand the conflict, and it's eternal. One other element of tipping has always intrigued me. Does the tip I intend for one particular employee's great service really go to that individual? Or does the establishment pool all tips, thereby reducing the incentive for his or her colleagues to provide exceptional service? It seems like a fair question. Tipping should remain an individual decision that is voluntary and not forced. Instead, we've moved toward the notion that a tip is an entitlement. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.